Hello and welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for January 8th, our first mini of 2024. Happy New Year to everybody listening. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview for the next few weeks of Gamers In content. First up, if you want to be our January patron, now's the perfect time because it's January, it's a new year. Patreon.com/thegamersin, that's where you can listen to our mini. Also, if you're a patron, you can get an RSS feed and plug that directly into your podcatcher and get this mini sent straight to you. You don't even have to watch out for the tweet or the Discord announcement or anything. So it's a great way to support the show and get these minis so you don't miss them. They just come directly to you. Well, let's talk about the Gamers In. Our last episode was Game of the Year. And first on the list is to catch up from the holidays. We were scheduled to come back last week, the first week of January, but honestly, like, the holidays are always so crazy that you feel like you don't really get a rest during that initial week of the holidays between Christmas and the time between Christmas and New Year's, and some people go back to work during that time. I had the week off, but I am back to work after New Year's, so it was kind of a busy week, and I thought, you know, Joss and I talked, and we decided, well, let's take one more week off. And, you know, what are we going to talk about when we get back? I mean, honestly, like, you know, the first thing we're going to do is probably catch up, see how everybody did over the holidays. What games did we get? What did we play? What did we buy on sale? Lots of great sales. Even though we still haven't finished Baldur's Gate 3, I know I'm as disappointed as everybody else. Baldur's Gate 3 is one of those games that I really did want to finish before the end of the year, but, you know, Act 3 proved to be another reset of sorts in terms of, like, oh man, this is the final act. This is going to be, you know, let's get this done, but some story stuff happens that basically says, well, you know, you've got some time. Don't worry, you've got time. So it the urgency wasn't there in game, and that did not translate well to actually trying to finish it over the holidays. But those are the hard-hitting questions we're looking to kick off the new year with on the Gamers In. We'll also plan to take a look ahead at what's coming out in 2024, like what's been announced, what's been confirmed. I think we'll go a bit into, like, the rumors. This is the year for the Nintendo Switch follow-up, the successor to the Switch, whether it's called, I don't think it'll be called the Switch 2, but it, you know, maybe Nintendo calls it the Super Switch. All the rumors point to it being like a Switch-like, you know, but better hardware. I think also that's what everybody wants, so I'm kind of sitting here like, but man, if it isn't that, it would not surprise me, because Nintendo really doesn't like to do what everybody thinks they should do. It's been decades since they've done that. I think the last console that kind of just took what it had before and upgraded it would have been the GameCube, right? Like, standard hardware, controller, no gimmicks, unless you want to call, like, a lunch pail holder a gimmick, but I love the GameCube. But, you know, the Wii and the Wii U were similar, but the Wii U had the tablet thing, so... Anyways, we'll talk about all of that, and also we did promise to play Alan Wake 2 by the end of January. That's on my list. I did pick it up. I did pick that one up on sale on the Epic Game Store. I need to play that, at least boot it up to make sure it runs on my PC. But that's the plan. That's sort of the plan. And you know, we have some other games I'm playing. So right now, I think the games I'm going to talk about on our first episode back will be... I've been playing Darkest Dungeon 2 again. They just had some DLC that they launched. I got a review code for that. And they, at some point between now and the summer, they added controller support with proper Steam Deck verification. So I've been playing it there. Works great. Also got a review code for a Metroidvania beat-em-up called Cookie Cutter. And I've been playing that on the Steam Deck as well. So I'm going to talk about those two titles as well as... You know, basically what games I added to the list that I need to play, because there's a few of them that I got for Christmas. Let's talk about Extra Life one more time before we take a break from Extra Life. Thank you so much to all of those who supported us in our 2023 campaign. We really appreciate it. It was a great year. Once again, a lot of support coming out of the community. So I really, really appreciate that. As we do each new year, we'll take a much earned break from Extra Life and pick things up later on in the year. I want to thank everybody again for their support. We love doing Extra Life each year, and part of that is due to the support of our amazing community. So again, thank you. Extra Life will take a bit of a break. Usually we kick things off at a slower pace around the summertime. So, you know, we have some time. So again, thank you so much. For Summoner's Call, we'll have a new episode next week to discuss the first batch of new heroes for 2024. No idea what those are going to be, but we'll cover them the Monday after they launch. So next week. Looking at upcoming video games, January is pretty quiet. You've got Bulletstorm VR on the 18th, Prince of Persia The Lost Crown on the 18th, Turnip Boy Robs a Bank on the 18th, Another Code Recollection, that's on the Switch, that's Nintendo's first release for the year on January 19th, The Last of Us Part 2 Remastered on the 19th, we'll talk about The Last of Us again in a little bit, Apollo Justice Ace Attorney Trilogy on the 25th, Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth on the 26th, Tekken 8 on the 26th, Rugby 24 on the 30th, Blaze Blue Entropy Effect on the 31st. And of course, I might have missed some stuff. This list was put together in December, so next mini we'll take another look at this, see what we missed. And of course, it doesn't include stuff that's not announced. All right, let's look at TGI Game Club before we close out the mini. Pony Island is up first for 2024, where we'll be playing the entire game for our discussion. This one is led by LC in the Discord. That milestone discussion opened up on Sunday, January 7th. And I know if you're listening to this early as a patron, the 7th hasn't hit. Again, dates, it's all dependent on when you listen to this. But the discussion will open on Sunday, January 7th. And I think that discussion will be a bit of a slow burn. It's a smaller game, 2.5 hours to 3 hours, depending on how involved you are in the game. And there's some achievements and stuff. So after you beat the game, you can kind of unlock more achievements that tell a little bit more story, unlock a little more of the mystery. And that's all I'll say, because again, it is a game really to be experienced. So finish it when you can, jump into the discussion. Doesn't matter if you're not there on Sunday. If you want to jump in later, that's totally fine. There's going to be people in there discussing the game throughout. And really just, join us when you can. It's going to be a great time. Then, on Sunday, January 21st, we'll kick off our second TGI Game Club of the year with The Last of Us Part 1, which will include the Left Behind DLC. So depending on where you're playing that, you'll want to have that DLC. And I'm fairly certain it's included in both the remaster and the remake, the PS4 version and the PS5 version. I know definitely it's included in the PS5 remake. Whirlwind will be leading that game club and has all the milestones planned out, so there'll be 6 in total. That'll take us into March. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Hope everybody had a great holiday season. Welcome to 2024. Looking forward to all the new video games and chatting about them with you. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great couple weeks.